by the way, a silly thing to do. I turn the wheel about three times, and I see the compass spinning around, and I figure if I take the reciprocal of what I've been taking before, I'll get somewhere. So I turn, my old Boy Scout training, incidentally, comes to the fore. It's Boy Scout, see? So I come spinning around, the compass is bobbing. By this time, the wind is howling across that deck. The rain is screaming down. We're beginning to take water over the bows. I'm telling you, I was out of my bird. The water is coming in, see? And what's worse now, I have torn my magnificent new blazer is ripped in the elbow. See, I caught it on the throttle, which ripped the thing open. The shell emblazoned emblem is beginning to peel off because it's all wet. My hat, by the way, blew overboard the second time I went back to look at the chick. And there I am, up and down, it's going. The water is coming in over the top. And Jerry just keeps flopping back and forth. And once in a while, you hear his head. I kept thinking of a story I had read that was by Edgar Allan Poe. You recall a story about a runaway cannon? Or was it Poe that wrote that story? A cannon on a ship that had gotten loose. And as the ship was caught in this tremendous sea, the cannon would keep rolling back and forth. Boom! And these sailors were trying to stop it. And then it would roll back the other way. Boom! Well, I heard Jerry's head. It kept going. Boom! We'd roll the other way. Boom! His head was like a bowling ball with a beard on it. He was dead. I figured he's dead. I could see the headlines. Neophyte sailor drowns in sea disaster. I could just see it. Well, I've turned this boat around, I think. I can't tell. And by this time, we're flopping so you can't even read the compass because it keeps spinning. Well, I figure if I can somehow keep it to the reciprocal of 40 degrees, we'll go somewhere. And so now the water is scudding past in long, flat, sort of slanting waves. I've never seen this kind. They were kind of leaning over sideways like radiator ornaments. They were scudding past. Shh, shh, shh. Boom. Thank God the motor kept going. And once in a while, the back of the boat would go out of the water, and the waves, I could see the propeller. Yeah, I'd see it. It'd go, and I would see it kicking up sperm or something, spume or something back there. Yeah, it would kick up. The tail end would go out of the water. Back and forth we'd go. Well, this kept on for, I would say, 4 years. It's getting darker. Thunder is crashing. When suddenly I see, I didn't know what it was at first. I could see a dark shape coming out of this haze ahead of me with the scudding rain and the waves. Are flying over the deck and slashing over the windshield. Out of the darkness, I see this shape coming. I couldn't believe it. It is the dock we have left 6 hours earlier. I brought her home. Well, I didn't know how to stop it. So we went coasting up to the side of the dock, and here's a character standing up there in an oil skin. The rain, water is blowing over. And I said, how do I stop it? He says, turn off the key, you idiot. There's a key right under the throttle. Turn it off. I turned the key off, and we're coasting now. We are floating in through the waves. I run up to the front. I had seen a rope. So I grab the rope, and I throw it up there, and he pulls it in. And now we're heaving at the dock with pheasant bones up against my knees. The chick is laying flat out among this sort of this strange sea of green effluvia, which he has given out. Jerry now is lying flat on his stomach. It's funny. I could just see the back of his head. He's lying with his arms out like some kind of Christ symbol. See, he's laying there akimbo. I climbed up on the dock, walked the length of the pier, there was a Long Island cab going along the road. I hailed them, got in, and I have never seen my friend since. You don't want to hear any more of that, do you? Now, that ever since that time, I've had a different view of boating. And I never talk to people about my... You've never heard me discuss my boating career, have you? All right. I've never heard from him since. I don't know whether he's embarrassed to call, or the next day he went back out and never came back, which wouldn't surprise me. He's probably at the bottom of the bay somewhere. I don't know. By the way, speaking of mysterious subterranean events, we would like to recommend... I say the only reason that I was able to come back, Shepherd is supernatural. That's right. An aura of magic. Some got it, some ain't. Year one. What a sense of power. Year one. Year one. Yes, you never know when the magic mystical power will be visited upon you. And if you would like to just touch it even only briefly, right this minute, look right at your radio. Look at your radio. I command you to make out a check. Now, a measly $2 could change your entire life. Two simoleons. Address that check to Year One. Send it to 460 West 34th Street, New York, New York. I repeat, 460 West 34th Street, New York, New York. This is one of the wildest posters you'll ever see in your life. Magnificent color, beautifully lithographed, and incredibly sinister. Bum, 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 bum. And your money will be returned if you're not completely flipped out of your bird. It's a strange show tonight, isn't it? Well, you know, I'll tell you why I was reminded of that, if you're curious. I'm walking along tonight, and I go past, there's a store here in New York that is right off of Fifth Avenue, between Fifth and Sixth, up in the 40s, it's around 46 or 47, somewhere in that area, that is nothing but yachting supplies. Have you seen that place? Yeah, it's 45th or 46th, one of those streets in there, between 5th and 6th. It's nearer to 5th than it is 6th, right? Maybe it's between 5th and Madison. I'm thinking now. Let me think. But there it is, you see, and I'm walking past this store and the lights weren't on. It was quiet and empty. There was nobody in there. And all this beautiful yachting equipment was all lined up. Sonar, radar, stuff like LORAN, signal flags. It was all there, you see. And there was a big sign in there that says, "The season is about to begin." And I walked about 4 feet when I could smell something inside. How many of you have a memory for smells? Now, that's something you don't hear much about, smell memory. And I suddenly I smelled it. I could smell it. The peculiar washing bilge on that deck of the boat when we kept going back and forth, those used pheasant bones, all that used beer, all that used wine, and Jerry's head going, "Ka-dunk." And you know, you shouldn't have that kind of sense memory. But then, on the other hand, speaking of great moments in yachting, did I tell you about the guy that I once knew who bought a PT boat? He did. He bought a PT boat, and he bought it by mail. There was a. I'm serious. This was an announcer I knew, and he read an ad in one of the papers. It was out in the Midwest, and it said PT boats for sale. And there were two or three types, but he bought the PT boat. He paid $1,200 for it, and it was bought from the government, and you had to take it as is, ready to go. It said everything complete except for armament, which meant they took the torpedo tubes off. But they left the big, they left the torpedo racks on the side. Everything else was there. It's like PT-109, you know, Kennedy's boat? Well, he had to go to Pittsburgh to take delivery of this thing. And it was in a dock up in Pittsburgh. A whole bunch of them were up there. Well, the way they brought him back, he lived in Cincinnati, is that they towed it back, see? Well, he went all over town, and he got about 17 old PT boat types to give him advice. And finally, on this magnificent Saturday, we all went down to the dock where he was going to run his new PT. By the way, a PT boat sitting in a dock in the Ohio River looks roughly the size of QE2, roughly. I mean, it looks like the Empire State Building laying on its side. It's a fantastic size boat. Yeah, it's a great big boat. Well, he had it filled up with gas, and they gave him a bill for $470. By the way, he was using bootleg gas. It was 4 cents a gallon from Texas. Well, since he was only earning $12 a month, that kind of stopped him right there. But I can tell you more about that famous PT boat episode. Well, he took it out that afternoon, and I was aboard this thing. There were about 15 other guys that had been ex-PT boat guys, and the thing went like Billy be damned. You never saw anything like this thing. And he didn't know how to drive it. He couldn't even drive a car well, but he had this boat, so he thought it was a great idea to have it. So one of his buddies who'd been a chief on a PT boat, he's in the cockpit running this thing. He opened it up to about one-third of its RPM, and he was sending tidal waves into Kentucky as far south as Lexington. Some of the tidal waves on the Ohio side were going as far north as Youngstown. He was washing summer cottages ashore. Oh, man. But that's another story, and I'll tell you about that later, you know. Incidentally, speaking of great stories, I have a story in the current Car and Driver. I'm getting letters from people who they're already commenting on it. It's in the current Car and Driver. Buy it. It's in May, the May issue. And I won't bug you anymore about that. I'm not going to bug you at all, but I've been getting letters from people who say, "Tell us when you've written a story." There it is. There's another one in the current Lampoon, the National Lampoon. It's in their Blight issue. Unfortunately, I missed their Greed issue, which was last month. But Bring it up, please, if you will, Herbert. Oh, no, you can't tell me about the whole thing of boating. Of course, then there's the time. I'm going to have to tell you some night if I can, you know, get rid of the traumatic cobwebs on this one. The time that I actually sank in a boat. Have any of you ever actually sank in a boat? Well, I did. I sank in a boat. I was in a boat that sank. I just, you know, I'm just telling you, it sank. And when a boat sinks, it just ain't floating anymore. It's really basically what happens when a boat sinks. And either you don't float anymore or you start paddling fast. Well, I swam. That was it. The boat sank, and I'm not going to tell you any more about it because it's a sickening, scary story. You'd be surprised how interested you can get in checkers. You know, things like that, or walking around or playing hopscotch after you've had a couple of brief moments in the sinking boat world. What? Do you want me to tell you about why I don't ride horses anymore, about the time the horse bit me on the knee? Do you want to hear about that? So what was, you know, made me so mad about it was a prize-winning horse. Yeah, this horse had ribbons all over him, bit me on the knee. How about the time I get hit in the left eye with a tennis ball? Well, I can tell you about that. Hit by Pancho Gonzalez.